Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Stage set for counting of votes for assembly elections for Maharashtra and Jharkhand, along with bipolls, tomorrow. Home Minister Amit Shah vows zero tolerance against crime in national capital. Says any kind of laxity in law and order situation is unacceptable. CBSE invites online applications for single girl child for merit scholarship scheme. India and Japan stress upon free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. In cricket, Jasprit Bumrah's fiery spell leaves Australia reeling at 67 for 7 at stumps on day 1 in Perth. And India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy enter men's double semi-finals of China Masters 2024 badminton tournament. And now the news in detail. All preparations are in place for counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming in around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for the smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said 24 counting centres have been set up across district headquarters of the state.
सभी 24 काउंटिंग सेंटर में काउंटिंग के लिए पूरा तैयारी अरेंजमेंट सब कुछ पूरा हो चुका है कल सुबह 8 बजे आपका पोस्टल बैलेट का काउंटिंग प्रारंभ होगी 8:30 बजे से ईवीएम काउंटिंग का प्रारंभ होगी सभी जहां पर वो कल पोस्टल बैलेट है जिला पर अपने स्ट्रांग रूम बना हुआ एक कोषागार नहीं मतलब अपने वहां से शिफ्ट करके 8 बजे तक कितना पोस्टल बैलेट आएगा वो भी शामिल करके करेंगे
वी हैव मोर फ्रॉम आवर कॉरेस्पोंडेंट
Counting of votes will begin at 8 a.m. First, the counting of postal ballots will be done. After that, counting of EVM votes will start. As the trend starts coming, the electoral fate of several political heavyweights will be unlocked, including Hemant Soren, Babulal Marandi, Sudesh Mehto, Jairam Kumar Mehto, Champai Soren, Sayu Roy, and Banna Gupta. This time, several seats are in tight contest, including Dumri, Mehgama, Jamshedpur West, Bokaro, Jamtara, Chandan Kyari, and Nala. If we look at the results in 2019 Assembly elections, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha secured 30, BJP 25, Congress 16 and ASU 2 seats. With KK Lal, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Maharashtra, even before the counting of votes is taken up tomorrow for the 288-member Legislative Assembly and the single-seat by-poll for the Nanded Lok Sabha constituency, political activities have begun in the state with hectic parties and senior leaders from both Mahayuti and Mahavikas Aghari reaching out to independent candidates. A report.
Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis chaired a meeting of his party leaders at his Mumbai residence today. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav was also present in this meeting. Talking to reporters, senior BJP leader Rao Saheb Danve expressed confidence that Mahayuti will return to power with thumping majority. On the other hand, Maharashtra Congress in charge Ramesh Chenithala also chaired meeting of his party in the metropolis. Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut too exuded confidence of Mahavikas Aghadi government coming to power. Small and independent candidates are also testing waters on whom to extend their support. Prakash Ambedkar of the Vanchit Bahujan Agadi has said that his party would prefer to be part of the government irrespective of who comes to power. In the single phase legislative assembly polls held on 20th of this month, the Mahayuti of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP contested on 149, 81 and 59 seats. Likewise, the Mahavikas Aghadi of Congress, Shiv Sena UBT and Sharad Pawar's NCP contested on 101, 95 and 86 seats respectively. The contest became more engrossing as there are 90 such seats where a tough fight has been witnessed. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavre has filed a defamation case against Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Rahul Gandhi and party spokesperson Supriya Srinath for their alleged baseless allegations in the Nala Supara case. In a social media post, Mr. Tavre said that despite their attempts to tarnish his image, The truth is clear. The alleged 5 crore rupees were never recovered in the investigation by the Election Commission and the police. He said this case exposes the Congress's low-level politics and their desperate attempts to mislead the nation. He added that the BJP stands tall, backed by truth and the people's trust. BJP President J.P. Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and centre is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organisations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. He said over the past 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the northeast region has witnessed a complete transformation in every sector. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt the nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing a gathering after inaugurating the 4th edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning. President Murmu recalled that efforts have been made for centuries to divide and weaken the Indian society. She listed out the recent measures taken by the government to strengthen the age-old concept of democracy in the country.
भारत को पुनः श्रेष्ठतम राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए देशवासियों की मानसिकता को एकता और शिष्टता के सूत्रों में पिरोना हम लोगों का कर्तव्य है मेरे विचार से एक विकसित राष्ट्र के निर्माण के लिए सभी देशवासियों में राष्ट्रों को सर्वोपरि मानने की भावना का संचार करना अनिवार्य है लोकमंथन द्वारा सभी भावना का संचार किया जा रहा है ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण की दिशा में अत्यंत सराहनीय कदम है
Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government has a policy of zero tolerance against crime and any kind of laxity in the law and order situation of Delhi is not acceptable. The Home Minister held a meeting with Delhi police today and reviewed the law and order situation. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officers were present at the meeting. Mr. Shah pointed out that it is the personal responsibility of each and every policeman to make Delhiites feel completely safe. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE Board and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. Additionally, online applications are also invited for renewal of CBSE Single Girl Child Scholarship for Class 10 awarded in 2023. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand and by-elections in various states.
Special bilingual discussion program from 9 a.m. onwards.
Tomorrow, the 23rd of November, 2024.
Tune into Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashvani.
Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart, General Nikatani, on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defense industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Singh also met Defense Secretary of Philippines Gilberto Teodoro. He said Philippines is an important partner in our Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana and arrived in New Delhi this evening. The Prime Minister's whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Our correspondent reports that in his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana, Prime Minister Modi carried with him unique gifts from all corners of the country.
During the visit, Prime Minister Modi carried with him 8 gifts from Maharashtra, 5 from Jammu and Kashmir, 3 each from Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan, 2 from Jharkhand and 1 each from Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Orisha and Ladakh. The gifts from Maharashtra include Silofar Panchamrit Kalash from Kolhapur, which was given to the President of Nigeria. Warli paintings were given to President of Brazil and also as one of the gifts in the customized gift hamper given to leaders of CARICOM nations. Natural rough amethyst with silver camel head on top from Pune was given to Prime Minister of Australia. Hand-carved silver chess set with traditional design was given to Prime Minister of Portugal. An exquisite silver candle stand was given to Prime Minister of Italy. The vibrant culture of Jammu and Kashmir is being represented through Kashmiri saffron in the customized gift hamper given to the leaders of CARICOM countries. The gifts from Rajasthan include silver photo frame with floral work given to the President of Argentina. The gifts from Andhra Pradesh include silver clutch purse studded with semi-precious stones, handcrafted with intricate floral motif designs given to spouse of President of Brazil, and Araku coffee, which is grown by indigenous communities in the Araku Valley in Andhra Pradesh, in customized gift hampers given to leaders of CARICOM countries. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now news from IFFI 2024. At the 55th International Film Festival, the evening reached the pinnacle of entertainment as a carnival parade featuring hundreds of artists grooving to the beats of drums made its way from the Entertainment Society of Goa office to Kala Academy. The evening turned into a spectacle with 5 teams competing in 3 categories of Shigmo, floats and carnival. A sky lantern competition was also held on the sidelines of the parade where participants from across Goa showcased their beautiful lanterns. Kalidas Atardekar, one of the judges of the Sky Lantern competition, told Akashvani that eco-friendly materials such as jute, paper and coconut were used by artisans for their creations.
जिन लोगों ने ये आकाश कंदील किए हैं उन लोगों ने कैसे चीजें इस्तेमाल की हैं जैसे कि जूट है उसमें बाद में पेपर है जो नारियल की जो चीजें होती है जैसे कि नारियल का छिलका नारियल के जो पत्ते पूरे नारियल के हिसाब से किया आउटस्टैंडिंग वर्क.
Earlier in the day, the film bazaar saw a lot of activities as people associated with films gathered in large numbers to connect, collaborate and network. We have a report.
Today, producers, budding filmmakers, distributors and others associated with films held meetings, discussions and watched films in viewing rooms. A lot of activity was seen at the bazaar, which provides a platform for creative collaborations. Australian producer Karen Redzner, while speaking to Akashvani, expressed her delight at forging meaningful collaborations at the event.
I'm here in Goa, beautiful Goa, as part of the Australian delegation of producers, and we have a new co-production treaty with India, and we're very excited to find some co-productions to make between Australia and India. That's why I'm here, and I'm loving meeting Indian producers and directors. Some of them have films in competition at the festival, so it's fantastic to be able to really connect with busy, active directors and producers and find some genuine collaborations.
Tomorrow, the penultimate day of the bazaar, is likely to see even more activity. Film screenings and other events will continue simultaneously. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Goa.
In cricket, Australia was 67 for 7 in their first innings against India at Stumps on day 1 in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. In the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Rankireddy have entered the men's doubles semi-final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Stage set for counting of votes for assembly elections for Maharashtra and Jharkhand along with bi-polls tomorrow. Home Minister Amit Shah vows zero tolerance against crime in national capital. CBSE invites online applications for single girl child for merit scholarship scheme. India and Japan stress upon free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. And in cricket, Jasprit Bumrah's fiery spell leaves Australia reeling at 67 for 7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.